Welcome to Thursday Transition. We're here every week at roughly the same time, doing different journeys of various kinds. There's a gong, sometimes we hit it.
Mm-hmm. It sounds different in the rain, so I'm interested to hear.
It goes like this.
Oh no.
Oh, better in rain.
Right?
Yeah.
It's different all the time, right?
It's made of paper, so depending on how humid it is.
And I think also how you hit it or where you hit it, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's more about the paper, but I'll take some credit as a musician or something.
There you go.
Basically, I have no idea what we're going to do. It's always different. But it'll be some sort of meditative experience or process that helps us collectively and individually work on the deepest available stuff to work on. So there's that. Yeah, there's a selection of animals. If you want one, feel free to have one. So I just sort of facilitate a trance experience, meditation experience. You don't have to listen to anything I say. You certainly can if you want to. Just use whatever's useful for you and leave the rest. So during the guided parts, I guess it'll just be me guiding, and then usually we take breaks and have like comments or questions or a little bit of storytelling or whatever, and then sort of back into the flow. That's usually what happens, but sometimes it's different. Usually have these little journeys. So we're definitely on the spiral thing today. That's how it came out. It's always different how it comes out. And I don't always play with physical objects, but here I am, and here I have done so. So you can relate to them however you like. You know, it could be as an art project, or as a focal point for contemplation, or you can ignore them completely. You know, whatever suits you.
The only rule is there are no rules.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, they're human rules. Like,
well, I mean, about what way are we?
Yeah.
It's always left open to self-interpretation.
Yeah. Because it's sort of our self-interpretation workshop.
There you go.
Group. How shall I interpret myself and my events and my self-events? What's the eagle say?
Eagle? No, I want the eagle to cleanse. I just came directly from this.
Oh, yeah.
It was not a good one. I usually do good, but
yeah.
Yesterday and today was horrible.
Mm.
So,
you came from where?
Tantra lesson.
Yeah, she teaches Tantra. She has a studio nearby.
Yeah, told you, and we talked about Kala.
I'm also an energy worker. Sometimes I do little tweaks as stuff is happening. That can be part of the flow sometimes. So I'll go around and manipulate something or try to inspire more flow in something. So sometimes I'm up and about doing that. Other times I'm just sort of sitting and speaking whatever is coming through.
Thank you.
You're welcome. there's no right or wrong way to do any of this. You can't do it better or worse than anybody else. You just do it the way that you do it. Or you are it the way that you are it, because it's sometimes just being and not doing. Try to do both or be both. A couple strands already coming through that we can just get right into. I also want to open up the floor if anybody has particular bits of inspiration or desires for directions or things to contemplate.
In the past, you've kind of given us some guidelines when they come through.
So yeah.
I wait to hear about that.
Okay. Well, I think that should go on.
Yeah, since tomorrow is winter solstice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. I heard the solstice is like more, how can I say, like vertical and deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be that way anyway, but
yeah,
yeah, if you can kind of guide us the thinking about solstice too.
Sure.
Combining.
Yeah, definitely.
So in tantric terms, would that be more male energetic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the solstices
and
are
the
yeah,
horizontal is just more
it's
vertical,
equinox,
more mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 So we're definitely at like a, and also the moon's nearly full, and it's gonna be in a day and a half.
Right.
And it's
also
all at the same time. Yeah.
Also, I heard many meteorite.
Meteorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's
what.
So the solstice, full moon, and meteorite.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay. Well, now that you're saying that, I think some of this stuff has to do with the meteorite stuff,
yeah,
which I didn't know about, but that feels true.
Well, your higher self led you to do this, so.
Yeah. Cool. Any other tidbits?
Yeah, kind of still bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we already have some strands moving through. So also what I do is I just kind of am a channel for a bunch of stuff that just comes through. So it's partially what I'm offering, and it's consciously, and it's partially whatever's coming through me as a channel or broadcaster or whatever. So yeah, so we already have these sort of spiraling lines that are coming in and going through. And the meteor events feel like they're somewhat related to that.